Among the lessons learned in the 15 years since the 9/11 attacks is how mass tragedies can affect people's mental health. Our next guest has been studying that since the attacks and says while we know more now than we did then, there's also more work that needs to be done. Sandro Galea is Dean of Boston University School of Public Health. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What do you think is the main thing that we know more about now regarding mental health than we did then? And mental health, we're talking about after large-scale disasters like 9/11.
Well, 9/11 was the first really large-scale event that allowed us to study the consequences of the event in the whole population. Before then, most of the work on trauma was about individual trauma, was about individuals in car accidents or individuals who were assaulted. But 9/11 was this enormous large-scale event, and there has been a really tremendous growth of literature that when you have a large-scale event that is seen by many, that is witnessed in real time, you can expect to have consequences in whole populations.
And what are some of the consequences?
Well, the mental health consequences are fairly broad. Most studies have focused on post-traumatic stress disorder, which is in many ways the sentinel mental illness after trauma. There is quite a bit of evidence that there is depression that rises after these events, a fair bit of evidence about substance use, about the increased use of alcohol and other substances.
Do we know exactly why and who's susceptible? I mean, have you got down to that level of the research?
It's very clear that if you have had a previous traumatic event and then you have another traumatic event, you are more likely to have mental illness subsequent to that. That's number one. Number two, we know that people who see people suffer as a result of the event are more likely to have consequences, mental health consequences of these events. And third, we know that people who are vulnerable for other reasons, people who are marginalized, minority groups, people who are poor, are more likely to suffer the consequences of these events in no small part because these events threaten what are already fragile systems of support for people who need all the help they can get.
I'm wondering, what does the research suggest about people's responses now that this has happened and we've seen other attacks, say Boston Marathon bombings, what happened in San Bernardino? There have been other attacks on U.S. soil now. Do we know, do people become maybe more resilient because it's not such an initial shock?
We used to think that there was a resilience or a numbing after multiple events, but the data don't bear that out. In fact, the more traumatic events we experience, the more likely we are to have adverse mental health consequences. And so I think these events ultimately create a new normal.
You know, mental health in general, as we know, is often overlooked. What do you suggest that we do in a national disaster like this when the priorities obviously have to be first making sure that people are physically well and can survive physically? How do we make sure that mental health doesn't get lost in all of that?
We've had a hard time as a society keeping mental health in mind. So if you think about 9/11, you look at, let's say, the Wikipedia entry, it says about 3,000 people died and about 6,000 people were injured. Well, that injury number is dealing with the physical injury, which is roughly accurate, but it's not taking into account the psychological injury that was borne by tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands more. And I think the only way to prepare for that is by learning from the past. And I'm optimistic about this. I actually do think that in many jurisdictions, mental health systems have learned from events in the past, particularly from 9/11. Places like New York City have done a terrific job in terms of thinking ahead how they may structure surge capacities to deal with events like this. And we need to do that because what we do not know is when an event will happen and where an event will happen. But what we do know is that unfortunately we have now a pretty good sense of what its consequences are going to be, and we shall need to act on those consequences. And the most of them will be mental health, behavioral health consequences.
Sandro Galea, Dean of Boston University's School of Public Health. Dean Galea, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.